Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. It is an awesome, awesome, great morning. Glad to be in the land of the living and amongst the saints of God to give him more praise today. And today our broadcast is Time for a Come Up. And I titled that It's Time for a Come Up because it is literally time for a come up. We've been down too long. We've been out too long. The enemy has been just putting everything he has, dumping it onto us, stealing your joy, stealing your peace, tormenting your town, your state. But God said, I have given you power and authority. It is time for us as believers to step up, take that power, that authority that God has given us, and that it is time to get out here on this battlefield. Hallelujah. So thank you all that have come in this morning. We're going to go ahead and get started because I have quite a bit that I want to get out today. I will pause and give a time before the end of the show for you to come on and make a comment or to ask questions, and I will do the best that I can to answer your questions. Okay, we're going to talk about time for a come up. The first thing we're going to talk about in this blog is revelation, receiving revelation from God, because it is a blessing and an honor to be able to receive revelation from God, revealed knowledge. That is what the book of Revelation is all about, is revealed knowledge. And we're going to look at this. To receive revelation from God is to see as he sees, to hear as he hears, and to perceive as he perceives. See things the way God sees things. A lot of times we are missing out on what God is trying to do in our life because we don't see the way he sees. We don't perceive the way he perceives. And we don't perceive it. It's like seeing, but it's like an understanding. We don't understand things. And sometimes when you try to figure things out and try to understand why this is happening, why that's happening, we miss out on what God is doing in our life because a lot of things we're not going to understand. If we could understand it, that would make us like God. That's why Satan got kicked out of heaven because he thought he was, well, why I can't be like God? Why I can't do this or why I can't do that with that pride? But it says to hear as he hears. If it's ever a time now that we need to hear the voice of God for direction, for instructions on where we need to go, what we need to do, even in our prayer life, being led by the Holy Spirit, how to pray, what to pray, what to say. Sometimes we don't even know what to say, but the word of God says that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will make moaning and groaning for us in the spiritual realm because sometimes we just don't know what to pray. But if we're led by the Holy Spirit, we'll begin to pray prayers and say things that's in the will of God. And we need to learn like ever before how to pray spiritual warfare prayers because we are in a spiritual battle. To hear as he hears and to perceive, see things the way he sees things. He don't see things the way we see things. Revelation includes knowing things you otherwise would not know, seeing things that have yet to occur, and perceiving things without prior knowledge. It is the mind of God revealed so that mankind can exercise dominion over time, space, and matter. We have been given dominion. But if you look around in the world that we live in now, so many people don't have revealed knowledge of God, and you can tell by their lifestyles. Why? Because they live like they want to live. They do what they want to do. They go where they want to go. They talk how they want to talk. And all they have is religion. All they do is go to church week after week. We had a good time in church. We are not here to have a good time in church. We are here to be the church. We are here to walk in power. We are here to walk in anointing, destroying the yoke, destroying any. The devil should be scared. When you are in a ministry, the enemy should not even be able to step foot on the ground. If he step foot on the ground, he should have your prophets, that's your seers, that can see before that enemy even come on the land, and that can bind and loose. Hallelujah. Then you should have your apostle that sets the order, hallelujah, that have a backbone, that don't just flimsy flosh and let every and anything go, any and everybody in a position, glory to God. But take the ministry of God seriously. you should have your teachers there to teach the body of Christ and equip the body of Christ, your pastors, your shepherds that are there to feed the flock. Feed them what? The word of God, to train. And the fivefold ministry gifts are there to train and to equip the body of Christ for what's about to come upon this earth. Because if you haven't been trained, if you haven't been built for combat, you're not going to stand in this spiritual battle. Because why? We need revelation in these days. Revelation on, okay, God, where's my next move? Where do I need to be? Where do I need to be at right now, sitting in the body? What do I need to do? Who do I need to speak into? Where do I need to go? We need revelation, God. What is it you want me to do now? Where is it you want me to go now, Lord God? It says, otherwise it would not, you wouldn't know these things and you wouldn't see things that have yet to occur. That's that I. The other day when I was sitting down, I was just sitting down praising God, and it came to my spirit that in this day and time that I have the eagle eye. And so I know a little something about the eagle, so I asked my husband, I said, well, what does it mean when you have an eagle eye? What does an eagle do? And he began to explain to me about how the eagle flies high and how he can see so far distance that he can look down and he see things that's way afar off. And he goes down, he comes from high and he goes down to get his prey and he goes back up. But I have that. And so the Holy Spirit said, in this day and time, we need many people to have that eagle eye that sits up high and that but that you can see, that you can see low and you can see ahead and you know what's coming about and what's happening. So we need a lot of people now that have that eagle eye. Okay? It says here, it is the mind of God revealed so that mankind can exercise dominion over time, space, and matter. Guess what? When it says exercise dominion, that means you're going to have to get up off your behind and do something. He's not, you can sit there, you can read, you can pray, you can do all of these things and thank God you do them, that's building your spirit up. But it says on here that you have to, he's giving you that to power to exercise dominion. Exercise means you have to get up. I love to exercise, physically exercise. I really enjoy working out and walking and getting on the treadmill, and I enjoy exercising, but I'm not going to, I can't exercise sitting on my butt eating Debbie cakes all day and complaining about how much weight I'm gaining or how sick I feel in my body when I'm sitting down doing nothing to help the situation. So when God has given us power and dominion over the earth, the time, the space, and the matter, we have to get up as believers, open up our mouth, speak the word, stand on the word, believe what the word says, and we got to literally move. We got to literally get up, come up, and get out. It's time to literally get up and come out and exercise the dominion he's given you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, I have not seen nor ear have heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So it says, I have not seen nor ear has heard, nor have it entered, even entered into your heart, my heart, or anybody else's heart, that the things which God has prepared. You know, the word of God says he has prepared a place for a prepared people. So that means when you prepare something, when you're preparing a meal, that means you get up, you get everything you need, you get your utensils, you get your silver, your bowls, your pots, your pans, whatever you're going to need for that particular meal to fix that meal, you get up and you start preparing and you get those things and you get the stuff you're going to put in there. Let's say you're going to do a salad. You get your lettuce, you get your tomato, you get your onion, you get whatever things you're going to put in that salad and you begin to prepare it. And that means you start getting the stuff out and you start chopping it up, washing it off, doing what you got to do. You're preparing the salad. You're preparing your meal. And that's how it is with us. We got to go through a preparation state. We're going to go through a wilderness state in our lives, every last one of us, while we're being prepared for the kingdom. He said, I have a prepared place for prepared people. We're getting prepared down here. This world is not our home. This is our preparation state. We're going to go through some long suffering. We're going to go through some heartache. We're going to go through some pain. But this is our training ground. This is where we're getting built up. This is where we're getting things extracted from us that's unlike Christ. And he's putting in us love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, meaning he's putting the fruit of the Spirit in us and taking all of the junk that needs to come out. It says he's prepared for those who love him. And I love him today. What about you? When you love someone, I mean truly, truly love somebody, that means you wouldn't do anything to harm them or hurt them. And so we want to stay in the will of God when we realize, oh, God, I love you. My heart is convicted when I go to do wrong, when I go to say the wrong things or do contrary to your word. God, the Spirit convicts me. Thank you for conviction, God, because I love you and you love me so much that you would still convict my heart. Hallelujah, and give me a chance to repent and get on back on that straight and that narrow way, because you have prepared a place for those who love you. The four truths that can be known only through revelation. See, like I said earlier, I labeled it time for the come up. You've been sitting mediocre too long. You've been sitting around just doing the same thing day after day, week after week. Same people in your life, you're just like that 18-wheeler spinning in that mud, ain't doing nothing. Some people even try to make it look like business, make it look like you're doing something for the kingdom. Now, just because you're doing so much stuff and you're doing it in the name of Jesus, which Jesus are you working in? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4 says there's another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. You're doing all these religious work, and it look like to people they got it going on. They really working for the Lord, and all the time that's something that you want to do. That's something that you've gone ahead to do, and you put Jesus' name on it. This is what you have chose to do, but is it what he called and chose for you to do? Will he get the glory out of what you're doing? So four truths that can be known only through revelation: the nature of God, the nature of man, the origin of man, and the origin of life. Those are the four truths that can be known only through revelation. You're not going to know this just sitting up thinking or even trying to study with theology. That's the problem with a lot of people. It's good if you can go to seminary and learn the historical facts and different things about the Bible and about God. But let me tell you something. The Word of God says the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. So if you go on and you got the letter, meaning you studied and you know the scripture, that's the letter. But without the Spirit, there's no revelation. There's no wisdom, no knowledge, no understanding of the Word of God. It takes the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of that Word. It takes the Holy Spirit to give you revelation of that Word. So you can know all the scriptures and know all the histrionics and this, that, and the other, and hermeneutics, but if you don't have the Spirit of God inside of you, then you don't have revelation and you don't have life. A lot of people have the dead letter, but they have no imparted life, which is the Holy Spirit. The next thing is two realms that exist, because we are fighting in a spiritual realm. See, if you don't understand these things, then you won't understand the things of God. You won't understand the Word of God. We're going to go back. Four truths that can be known only through revelation: revealed knowledge. That's what revelation means. The nature of God, the nature of man, the origin of man, and the origin of life. And the two realms that exist, number one is the natural realm. Number two is the supernatural realm. And see, we have to understand when we're down on this earth, yes, this is the natural realm. The way you see things or perceive things, which is understand things with your natural eyes, it's not that. We as believers have to walk by faith and not by sight. That's the natural realm. We got to walk by what the Word says and not by what man says. Natural realm would be the doctor tell you, you only got a couple of days to live. The natural realm is the doctor tell you, you got to take this pill, that's the only way you're going to get better. The natural realm is People will tell you, you're never going to be nothing. You're never going to be nobody. You're not going anywhere. They spoke those negative things on you, and if you received those negative things in your life, then as you saw, as you got older, or as you went on forth in life, those things started to form. They started to take root in your life. Why? Because you received those spoken words over you. That's the natural realm. But the spiritual realm says, by Jesus Christ's stripes, I am healed. But the spiritual realm, because of the word of God that he has spoken over and into my life, I've received the spiritual realm. I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I am somebody. Hallelujah. I am saved. I am Holy Ghost filled. I am walking in power and anointed. And I am destroying the yoke. Hallelujah. So when you walk in the supernatural realm, you can do the things like Jesus said. He said, greater works shall ye do. Greater works. He said, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. We got to get ourselves up and lay the hands and believe and walk by faith and trust and know that they shall recover. We got to go out, do what the word said. He told us what to do as disciples. Discipline yourself. Get full of the Spirit of God. Get full of the word. Get full of knowledge and wisdom and revelation from the Most High. Then you go out and you exercise the dominion. You exercise, meaning you physically, bodily get up, go out, and do something. Get at him, the Holy Spirit, move and work through you. If you don't get up to do something, nothing's going to happen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 18 says, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is a temporary state. What you're looking at right now, sister, brother, that's temporary. Yes, today may be a rainy day. I may have to use my umbrella, but the sun will shine. It's not always going to be rainy. And when that sun shines, hallelujah, I'm going to be right there to receive that sunshine. Thank you, Jesus. It's always not going to be a rainy, bogged down day in my life. It's not always going to be a, this is happening in my life. Oh, woe is me. The devil's so busy. I don't care if he's busy. I'm going to be busy about my Father's business. I'm going to be so busy walking in the supernatural realm, tearing down the kingdom of hell, binding and loosing and snatching souls out of hell. I don't even got time to worry about what the devil is doing in my life, because great is he is that is in me, that he that is in the world. The enemy is using so many distractions, and he used people to come against you to try to tell you where you know. I don't think you should have said that. You should have done that. You know what? You can get on. I pray for you, but you can get on, because what you're saying right now, the poison your spirit out of your mouth, I don't care if you don't understand. This ain't for you to understand. This is my walk with God. This, I'm seeking my soul's salvation. You go over there and you make sure you're seeking yours. And when you're seeking yours and I'm seeking mine, hallelujah, we don't got time to worry about what you're doing and ain't doing. I don't think that's of God. Well, make sure what you're doing, make sure it's of God. And if it's not of God or what I'm doing, pray for me. And if you want to come and tell, I'll listen. Well, Ashanti, this okay, I hear what you said, praise God. But just to come and criticize, because you got some people that just want to criticize everything you do, everything you say, because they don't want to change, because they like the life they're living in, because their lives are miserable. They hate them. Would you always smile? Ain't nobody that happy. How you going to tell me that I'm not joyful and I'm not happy? Just because you're not don't mean I'm not. I got the joy of the Lord down in my soul, down in my spirit, and I'm not about to let you and nobody else steal my joy. So because you want to walk around being miserable, sad, broke, busted, disgusted, you got every right to do that. I got every right to walk in the supernatural realm and receive everything that my Father has told me in the word that he has for me. I got every right to walk around, even though all hell done broke loose around me, and I got my head up smiling, praising God, still going out doing what I need to do for God, and you over there murmuring and complaining, and I'm over here living. And I'm living in Christ. It says here, two sources of supernatural power is God and Satan. There's two types of power there. Two sources of supernatural. We got God's power, and we got, which is the Holy Ghost, and we got Satan, demonic forces, demonic power. Man was created with supernatural power to exercise dominion and lordship on the earth. He was not created to trust solely in his natural ability, mind, reasoning, or any other source of sensory knowledge offered by the world. That's the problem. That's the problem. We walk by what we see. We murmur, we complain. Our situation's not going to change because it just said the word God gave us dominion, so you're going to have to get off your behind and do something. It ain't nothing going to change. And I like this saying, nothing changes. Without change, nothing changes. Get up and change something. Get up and do something. And then we look around, oh, she thinks she's something, or he thinks he's something because they doing this, because they going here, because they going there. Why? If they want to, if a person, I tell people all the time, I enjoy traveling. And every chance the Lord will bless my husband and family to travel, thank you, Jesus. It's time for a come up. I'm going to get up and I'm going to travel and I'm going to meet new people and I'm going to go places and I'm going to do what I can do as long as I'm on this earth until God see fit to call us under home. Because I'm not going to walk around where they think they something. No, you think they something. The folks ain't stunned you. I know I ain't. Focus. Post on Facebook all they want to. They went on this trip and went on that trip. Praise God, girl. Go on. Been to the Caribbean. Bless God. Praying about it, getting on the cruise. I don't know. I ain't for the getting on the water, but, hey, who knows? One day I may get on the boat. But, girl, you like to travel? You go on. Live your life. Enjoy your life in the name of Jesus. People want to talk about to say you think you this, think you that. Let's say it. People can say what they want to say about me. I'm living in Christ. I'm enjoying my husband. I'm enjoying my child. I'm enjoying the life that God has given me on this earth until he say, all right, good and faithful daughter, it's time to come on home. And then I'm going on to my prepared place. I'm not going to sit down here and woe is me and worry and cry and him for how. You're not an ambassador of Christ. Who would want to serve a God like that, busted, disgusted, and every time somebody sees you, you're commumbling and complaining. You're dead spiritually. Now, my God is alive and very much powerful and well. Says here, man was created to walk in the supernatural power of God. We were created to walk in the supernatural power of God. All right, well, we're boiling down to 7 minutes. So if I have somebody on here, I'm going to unmute my callers. If I have anybody that would like to ask a question or make a comment, you feel more than welcome to make a comment or ask a question. I'm unmuting my callers now so I can hear you. Anyone have a question or comment? Okay, I don't have nobody saying anything, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray and I'm going to exit us out. And it's time for a come up. Get up, walk in the revealed knowledge, walk in the power, the supernatural power. Get out of that natural realm. Get over in the spiritual realm. Use and exercise the dominion that God has given us. Learn. Get ready to live. Quit murmuring and complaining. Don't look across the fence at what the next person is doing and don't doing, what they got and don't got. I don't care. But I'm focused on me, myself, and I. And make sure I'm getting myself together. And then if I can help a brother or sister, I'm going right on to help some brothers and sisters in Christ. Tell them, look, it's time for the come up. You can come on up. You ain't got to stay down now. You ain't got to be miserable. You don't got to be broke, busted, and disgusted. God got some awesome things for you. He want to bless you as well on this earth as well when you get to heaven. But he got some things. He got some places he wants you to go, some people he wants you to meet. It's time for the come up. Get up. Get up, exercise your dominion. Do something. Step out. Don't allow nobody and nothing to stumble your growth, to have you sitting around because they don't want to go nowhere, because they don't want to do nothing. Then they got every right not to do that. But when they start pulling you into that little woe is me and have you bound and have you not doing nothing and going nowhere, that's a problem because I'm not going to let nobody bound me. Now, you're not going to bound me. I love my husband, but my husband don't want to go and do what God say, do. My husband don't want to act right. I pray for you and I put you in the hands of God. But no, nobody's going to bound me. I'm responsible for me. My husband's responsible for him. So we got to be the wives and the women of God, but we cannot allow nobody and nothing to stop us from doing what God calls to do, to get out, pray, fast, seek the face of God, share the gospel. Got to do it. It's time. It is so time. If don't nobody else want to do it, that's they every right in their business. But as for me, I'm going to get up, serve God, obey him. I'm going to love him. And in my time of weakness, he is my strength. I'm going to call down my strength in an angel, and I'm going to get out here on this battlefield, and I'm going to continue to fight until he say, good and faithful servant, it's time to come home. And I'm going to be prepared for that prepared place. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that everybody under the sound of my voice, God, that I spoke something that, Lord God, will penetrate their spirit. And, Lord God, they would get up and they would exercise the dominion. They would exercise the power and the authority that you have given us as believers, because we are in crucial and critical times over here, God. We got to walk in the supernatural realm and not the natural realm. We can't walk by sight. We got to walk by faith. We got to get up and obey your word and do what you said. We got to stop being lazy and sorry and slothful in the spirit and get up and fight. We got to come together as a body and fight this war. We ain't got time to be envious and jealous and hateful of one another. It's the time out for that. It's childish, it's immature. It's time to grow up, and it's time to get out here on this battlefield, come together as the body of Christ, and bind and loose these demons, these devils, these principalities, these territorial demons right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I thank you. I praise you, I magnify you, and I glorify you. And I bind every spirit, I like the spirit of God, and every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask that you go in and that you do a heart surgery, God. Begin to take the things out that don't need to be in there, God. Purge us, cleanse us. Put in, Lord God, the fruit of the spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the temperance, the meekness, Lord God. Put in the faith. Lord God, help us to be the men, women, that you have called us to be in this last and evil days. And don't just let us be talkers of the word, but let us be doers of the word. Let us live by example so that other people can not only just hear us blabbing our gums and quoting scriptures, but they can see that we're walking in the supernatural realm and we back up what we talk about. And that you are an almighty God, a healer, deliverer, saver, redeemer. Hallelujah! And we thank you today. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are holy, God. You are worthy. You are mighty. And you are magnificent, God. There's no one like you. And it's time for us to get up off of our behind and get out here and do what you have called us to do. It's time for a come up. We got to stop being slothful and lazy. We got to quit murmuring and complaining about what the devil is doing. And God said, I gave you dominion to exercise. Hallelujah. I gave you dominion to exercise. It's time to exercise your power and your authority. I pray something. I said, bless you all. I'm about to end the broadcast. And until the next time, it's time for a come up. Get up. Exercise the dominion God gave you. I love each and every last one of you all. You all be blessed and continue on doing what God has called you to do.